Quentin is working on a paper to be given in another part of the world tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, honey. Could you tell them I'll be down in just a sec?
Thanks. Bye.
Normally, he would have to carry a laptop with him, so that his computing environment would be accessible anytime, any place. But laptops can be heavy, expensive, and fragile. The Olivetti and Oracle Research Laboratory in Cambridge, England, has created an attractive alternative. Virtual Network Computing, or VNC, provides remote access to the display of your computer, liberating you from the need to sit in front of it. You can access your normal computing environment from anywhere in the world, using the equipment available there. It is increasingly common for hotel rooms to provide web browsing facilities, for example using network computers or web TVs. With VNC, Quentin can use a standard web browser to connect to his desktop back at the office. His desktop appears as he left it, so he can carry on preparing his paper exactly where he left off. He has no need to carry a laptop and can travel light. So how does VNC work? The system is based on a server viewer model. The server, typically a PC or a Unix workstation, creates a standard desktop which can be displayed on a viewer. Viewers are simple, ultra-thin clients and run on a wide variety of platforms. When the desktop changes, a series of rectangular updates are generated and sent to the viewer, which modifies its local screen accordingly. A variety of compression schemes are employed to make optimal use of the network bandwidth. The user's mouse movements and keystrokes are sent back from the viewer to the server. The viewer does not store data or run applications, so the connection to the server can be broken at any time and re-established later from the same location or from elsewhere.
So here's an illustration of...
Here, a salesman uses VNC to demonstrate his company's new software product.
So is this the sort of thing you think you might use?
It is. It looks very good on paper. I do wish I could see it in action, though.
Well, if you've got a browser connected to the internet, I can show you.
Yes, right next to you on our Java station.
With any Java-capable web browser, the salesman can connect to his VNC desktop back at base for a live demonstration of his product. Access to his VNC desktop is protected by means of a password.
And this has made a connection back to the desktop containing the layout that I was working on.
Oh, and there it is in action. That really is amazing.
Using VNC, a complex system can be demonstrated with the simplest of facilities. The VNC server can also send updates to multiple viewers simultaneously, allowing any application to be shared for collaborative work. VNC is useful for remote support and administration.
Hi Paul, it's Tristan here. I wanted to print my slides on the colour printer, but my PC doesn't seem to know about it.
Okay, where are you? Engineering. Do you want to send me your desktop and we'll go through it and show you how to do it then?
Okay, thanks.
Tristan can use VNC to duplicate his desktop on Paul's machine, so that Paul can show him how to fix his problem.
Go to the printers under my computer.
Okay.
Right, that should be added for you now.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I'll know for next time. Cheers.
VNC is particularly useful where users and help desks are not in the same building, or even the same town. While other remote display solutions exist for specific platforms, VNC is truly cross-platform. For example, using a Unix VNC server and a Windows viewer, the VNC system can be used to access X applications from a PC without the need for a PC X server. Equally, a PC desktop can be accessed from a Unix workstation. In fact, any type of desktop for which a VNC server exists can be accessed from any platform on which a VNC viewer can run. Creating viewers for new platforms is easy because of the simplicity of the protocol. VNC viewers do not have to run on conventional workstations.
So we've arranged it for sometime next Wednesday afternoon.
That's not too bad. Yeah, I can probably manage that.
Right. And did you get those figures I thought?
Oh, right, yes, I have a look actually. I'll just bring up my PC.
Here is a simple network display device with a pen interface.
Oh yeah, is that it there?
Yeah, they're the one.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Similarly, VNC servers do not have to be conventional desktops. Many devices have user interfaces, but usually they can only be operated by someone in the same room. The VNC protocol is so simple that it could easily be embedded in consumer electronics, allowing them to be controlled from elsewhere using any VNC viewer. The VNC system, including source code, is freely available from the ORL website. We hope it will develop into an open standard for remote access to graphical displays of all types. We'll be right back.